Good news. Good news. That's what it's all about. James says that every gift is a good gift, and it's a perfect gift, and it comes down from the Father of lights. Everything the Lord says is good news. Let me give you something you can tuck away, and if you've read Risky Living, I've repeated it in there a couple of times, but it's a little formula that I've been basing my life on. And it's hard for me to hold to it sometimes, but I know it's true, and so I keep repeating it over and over and over again in my own life and for your sake also. And that's this. When you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, you voluntarily gave up the right to choose or the power to vary the consequences of that decision. When you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, you voluntarily gave up the right to choose or the power to vary the consequences of that decision. That means that everything that happens to you after you give your life to Jesus Christ is God's business. Now, you've got to cooperate with Him. I've got a little note that I have penned in my Bible. It's a quote from E. Stanley Jones. And it says this: the kingdom of God is within you. If you cooperate with it, you will come into the fullness of life. If you resist it, it will grind you into powder. The kingdom of God is within you. If you cooperate with it, you will come to the fullness of life. If you resist it, it will grind you into powder. Everything that happens to you as a Christian is God's business, but if you don't cooperate with Him, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. Now, it's good news for those who cooperate with Him. It's bad news for those who do it themselves. The Bible's got some specific directions on how a person should live, on how a man should live. It's got some specific words to say about obedience. Some specific words to say about morality. Some specific words to say about a work ethic. If you don't work, you don't eat. That's simple. Not only should you not eat, but nobody should feed you. Now, that's being ground into powder. But God is saying something to His people. And all you have to do is cooperate with Him, and it becomes good news. Good news. Had a young man come by the house late yesterday afternoon. Boy that was raised in this church. His parents have moved off and they live in another state now. Parents are deeply committed Christians and that are friends of ours, very close friends of ours, and we still have constant contact with them. In fact, I talked with the dad and the mom just a couple of weeks ago on the phone. And they told me they were concerned about their son, who was living here in the state, not living in Melbourne. They were deeply concerned about him. They were afraid that he may be going back into the drug world where he had been at one time. And he showed up yesterday at our house, just kind of knocked on the door. And he was a mess. I mean, he was a mess. He looked bad. He was on a crutch. His leg had gone out. He had lost his job. Eyes sunk back in his head. And he just kind of knocked on the door. He said, well, I was just over here in the area, and I thought I'd just stop by and see some of my old friends. And we said, well, come on in, sit down. And we didn't have a lot of time. There was an emergency that had happened in our community, and we felt that some kid had gotten lost, and we felt that we needed to go try to find him because it was almost sundown and over in the GDC wilderness out there. But we had a few minutes to talk with him. And sometimes it's best not to have a long time, because if you only got a few minutes, you've got to say what you've got to say, and you don't have time to fool around with it. And so I just went right on into it. And I said, how are you? And he says, you mean physically? And I said, well, I can tell how you are physically. How are you with the Lord? And, well, not too good. And I said, well, let's talk about it. And we talked a little bit. And I said, you know, called him by name. I guess he's 25, 26, something like this. I said, you know, when things like this begin to happen to me that you think are bad news, leg had gone out, he had wrecked his motorcycle, the girl that he'd been living with for 3 years had walked off and left him, and he lost his job, and obviously he's into something because he's got chemicals in his body, and it was easy to tell by looking at his eyes. And I said, you know, when things like this begin to happen to me, I ask God some questions. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, if my motorcycle wrecks, I begin to wonder if God wants to slow me down. And then if I twist my knee and tear all the ligaments and cartilage out of it and I can't walk at all, I think God really is slowing me down. And if my girlfriend walks off and leaves me, I begin to wonder if maybe God doesn't want me to have somebody different from who I had. And I said, you look at all these circumstances that are around you and you, I said, don't try to read anything into it. Just look at the obvious things. If God wants to slow you down, how's he going to slow you down? Wrecks your motorcycle and busts your leg. That's the way he slows you down. If God didn't want you living with a woman, how's he going to break that? Well, he sends her away someplace. These are very obvious things. And I said, you know, if I were in your place, I would ask myself two questions. I would say, first of all, what am I doing that I shouldn't be doing? And what's God telling me to stop? And then I would ask myself the question, what is God saying to me in the midst of this? Well, he got angry, got very defensive. He says, why is it that everybody thinks that I'm into something? He says, I talk to my parents on the phone. He says, they act like I've got idols around the house. He said, everybody thinks that I'm a great sinner. He says, why is it that everybody... I said, wait just a minute, I don't know anything. I said, I don't know whether you have idols around your house or not. And I don't know where you live. I haven't seen you in 2 years. You show up here, you knock at my door. I said, I'm just asking you some questions. Why are you so angry? I said, but I think you better ask yourself your questions. Do you have any idols around your house? Was that girl an idol? Is God tearing down the idols? Was that motorcycle an idol? Is God breaking up some idols in your life? You better ask yourself those questions, because the next time God might not be quite so kind to you. And he says, what do you mean God kind to me? Look at me. He's all busted to pieces and everything. And I said, well, God still hasn't worked on your neck yet. He's just worked on your knees. I said, wait till he goes, wait till he goes to work on the top half of your body. And then he got serious. He said, well, I don't know how to do anything about this. He says, everybody I talk to says I need to return to God. He says, what do? I just go out in the field and shout, hey, God, here I am. And I said, I think that's a real good start. There was a boy that walked away from his father and took everything that his dad had and squandered it in wasteful living. And when it was all gone, he found himself in a pig pen, motorcycle wrecked, knee busted up. Girlfriend had taken his money and left, and he's in a pig pen, feeding the pigs, and the only thing he has to eat is the same kind of slop the pigs are eating. And he says, I think that it's better off back at my father's house than it is here. I think I'll return to my father. And he comes out of the pig pen and he stands in the middle of the field and he says, hey, Dad, I'm coming home. And his father meets him. And I said, son, I think that's what you ought to be doing. Maybe not out in the field, but maybe just home alone on your knees. He said, God's already busted one knee so that it's easy to bend that one. Why don't you just bend the other one voluntarily and say, oh, Lord, I'm home. Here I am. He says, well, that's not going to get me a job. That's not going to get my girlfriend back. And I said, maybe God doesn't want any of those things for you. But can you understand that what's happened to you is good news? It's not bad news that you committed your life to Jesus Christ at the Tabernacle Church back in 1971. And you've been part of a body of believers, and now you've taken it and you've squandered and you've gone off And God is the one who's beckoning you back home, and He loves you enough that He'll do everything within His power to beat you and to twist you until your face is turned towards Him. That's not bad news. That's good news.